It's only appropriate. Gunshots, bitch. And then it was bass. Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This is your host, Uncle Dolomite, of the Too Much Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. For some funny ass reason, Instagram don't be sending my notifications out on live no more. I think they don't want to see niggas talking to me or something, nigga. Like the last couple lives I hosted on Instagram, I couldn't invite guests, I couldn't add nobody, it didn't tell nobody I was live, the notification didn't come up because y'all know I got a couple of phones, so I can see when the notification go out when I go live. They don't put the notifications out when I go live. So, Mark Zuckerberg, if you can hear this, eat a dick, bitch ass nigga. Because, you know, y'all niggas already know, my nigga. Like, this gonna be one of them episodes where I gotta talk about something that's, like, currently happening in the culture. Because it's, like, an undeniable thing at this point. Like, this is one of them, like, I can't even really do what I usually do and just make up something to talk about. Because this shit has been over everywhere. Like, everybody talking about the shit. It's on all the blogs. It's on the fucking news. It's the water cooler conversation of everywhere. So, you know, we got to talk about this Kendrick Lamar Drake beef again. What's going on, Barbie, from the Let Me Touch You podcast? Y'all niggas check out Friday night. Motherfucking Friday night lives with the brunch hour. Barbie from the Let Me Touch You podcast and Haiti Baby. Shout out to them. I was on their live and shit. What's going on, Andy Boy? What's going on, Harrison? A More Than 92 podcast. Motherfucking OVO Venger. That nigga got me a dime in the debate earlier, my nigga. You know, Kendrick still up. Kendrick whooping. He whooping Drake, my nigga. But we was talking shit on the live. That nigga Harrison did his shit, my nigga. Harrison came through with all type of Wikipedia fucking facts that I didn't know shit about. Because, you know, I already told y'all niggas, man, niggas know me. I ain't no, like, Kendrick fan. But one thing I am is a fan of my motherfucking city. And I'm never going against Compton, my nigga. So we going to go ahead and keep on riding for Kendrick. Especially because Kendrick winning, my nigga. What's going on, Twin Mac? You know, like, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, everybody been talking about this whole motherfucking shit. Like, I'm pretty sure Harrison's episode is coming out about this shit. Twin Max said Rick Ross had the hardest diss. I thoroughly disagree, my nigga. They not like us. It's unmatched, my nigga. It is what it is, my nigga. That nigga Kendrick killed that shit, especially with that motherfucking mustard beat. What you say, Andy Boy headed to Vegas for a show. The motherfuckers ain't ready for Andy Boy. Shout out Andy Boy, man. Safe travels on your way to Vegas, dog. June, I'm going to be in New York City. You know, hitting the microphones on that East Coast. Pause. So, you know, nigga, I'm going to be doing my shit on that stage, my nigga. I'm going to be posting footage so everybody can see that shit. But, you know, like I said, dog, today's episode, I think it's going to be like a freestyle based on just a whole lot of my conjecture from what I've been seeing in this battle in general, my nigga. Like, it ain't really a lot that I've had to talk about as far as, like, specific topics, specific things. Because I ain't gonna front, nigga. As of recent, like, the last, like, few weeks, couple weeks, it been a lot going on with me mentally. Like, you know, I just had a lot of shit cracking. So, you know, the content part has not really been, like flowing, my nigga. You know, like, certain conversations I have is certain shit I could talk about, other shit that I can't. So, like, certain shit I kind of been like, I don't even want to do no show about that. Like, so I'm kind of just chilling on it. It's the motherfucking deal, my nigga. E. Skrilla, the wizard of ism, you know, the realism up in the motherfucking building, my nigga. But you know, like I said, like, as far as this whole battle, you know, it's just like some petty shit, my nigga. And y'all niggas know I'm anti-petty. Like, I don't play into the pettiness. You know, I understand vengeance, being revengeful. Somebody do you foul, you got to lay down a demonstration. And I understand that. What's going on, Juno? But in this case, these niggas is just being petty, dog. Like, you know, it's a... I think it started out as a competitive situation, but the fact that these niggas have had like a tension between each other, it snowballed into what it's become, my nigga. Like it went from a, we gonna have a friendly rap competition to a, you know what, nigga, I never really liked your bitch ass no way. So now we just finna go ahead, take these gloves off, and we gonna turn a boxing match into an all out motherfucking street fight. And that's what this shit turned into, my nigga, because, you know, like, I just was watching a YouTube video, like, on some humbug shit. You know, it popped up in the fucking algorithm. What's going on, Dom from the Raw 6 podcast? Like I said, nigga, that nigga Harrison got us in that little debate and shit. But, nigga, Kendrick still whooping Drake ass, so can't dispute that. What he say, Drake tried to holler at his wife. I wouldn't doubt that, my nigga, because one thing about Drake as a man, character-wise, he's a suck-ass nigga. Like, he's not the type of nigga that I want to be friends with, dog. Like, we done heard too many cases of Drake trying to holler at niggas' bitches, my nigga. Like, that's not no cool shit, my nigga. Like, trying to fuck somebody else's broad, you know, like, in the scope of hip-hop, and I feel like a lot of the movements that Drake has been making and how Drake gets down comes from him being such a big fan of hip-hop. He want to live the stereotypical hip hop life. Like, the reason a lot of motherfuckers accuse Drake of being a culture vulture is because I honestly feel like Drake try to live out what he sees in the music culture, which is fucking other niggas' bitches, you know, and just being a flashy, gaudy, you know, fame loving motherfucker. My nigga, what's going on, Black Mike? What did he say? Kendrick said that on Keem's song. Yeah, see, like, full disclosure, I'm not a Kendrick Lamar fan. So when niggas get to talking like the deep meanings of shit that Kendrick said 2 years ago and what Drake said 5 years ago and this subliminal fucking track and this song from back in the day and shit, I don't like neither one of these niggas, homie. You know, like I told y'all, nigga, I'm on Compton's side, my nigga. Kendrick from Compton, I'm riding with Compton. So, you know, when niggas get to talking about, like, man, that one song Kendrick made in 2018 and that nigga Drake said some shit back in 2012, I don't know, nigga. I don't buy these niggas' albums. I don't listen to these niggas like that. But as far as, like, the whole shit as of now, since this battle's been going on and what I know of these niggas, like, I know. This nigga Drake is the type of nigga that be trying to get at niggas' broads. Like, multiple niggas have got at him for trying to get at they broad. To me, that's some clown ass shit, my nigga. You know, and as far as the game that I would involve in a situation like that is, my nigga. Like, I think it was like episode 2. You gotta move with integrity, my nigga. Like, nigga, you shouldn't be doing nothing behind niggas' back that you wouldn't do in their face. You shouldn't say nothing behind a nigga's back that you wouldn't say to a nigga's face. You know, a lot of this shit is subliminal shit that a lot of these motherfuckers wouldn't say if they were standing in another nigga's presence, my nigga. You know, a whole lot of why a lot of people are not big fans of Drake as far as, like, not the musicians and the people who are fans, but the niggas who don't like him as a man. A lot of niggas don't like Drake as a man because Drake is not a man of integrity, my nigga. Drake is not no stand-up individual. Drake ain't somebody that a lot of niggas consider to be a real nigga. You know, Drake is one of those type of niggas that motherfuckers look at as the type of nigga that'll say the right shit because you standing there, but he moves a completely different way than how he speaks, my nigga. You know, because like I was telling motherfuckers as far as this whole battle and, you know, why niggas is choosing which side that they choose. What's going on, Ringo? Like, nigga, some niggas just don't like you as a person, my nigga. Like, it ain't even so much about the music. It ain't so much about the motherfucking success. It ain't about the hits. It's literally about a lot of niggas don't like this nigga as a person, my nigga. You know, like, this is something that I've maintained since the beginning of this whole shit. Like, you know, I had somebody hit me up. What's going on, my nigga 636 Richie? You know, like, I've had motherfuckers hit me up like, oh, why you don't like Drake? You know, why you hating on Drake? And it's like, I'm not hating, my nigga. I just don't like niggas that are of poor moral character, dog. Like, I've never fucked with his music after he became an R&B singer. like in, what was this, like 2004 or some shit? Like, nigga, back when he was like on the mixtape circuit and shit, when it was him and Wayne, and it was like the Angel and the Lion, and the nigga was doing Pound Cake and all those songs, like way back when he was still busting freestyles and on mixtapes and shit. I was a fan because he was rapping his ass off. Like, you know, I'm not taking away from Drake's musical talent. You know, he's a talented artist, my nigga. He can rap. But once that nigga got with the all right, nigga, I'm cool on that shit, nigga. I don't listen to that punk ass shit. Like, that ain't never been my wave, my nigga. I like old school R&B. I like oldies. I like Anita Baker. I fuck with the Isley Brothers. I like that type of music. Like, I like soulful music. I don't like a nigga that sound like he's sitting in the dark, jacking off crying with a picture of his ex in his hand. I ain't with that punk ass shit, my nigga. I don't like that type of music, my nigga. I don't listen to that shit. You know, so once he start getting into the, nah, nigga, I'm cool. Y'all keep that shit. You know, like, I listen to the songs where he's rapping, but once that nigga get to harmonizing and all that punk shit, I ain't with the sensitivity, my nigga. You know, I ain't mad at niggas who into that shit, but that ain't my wave, nigga. I don't wear lip gloss. And what you say, Ringo? There's nothing about Drake and the real ones can see that. Or there's nothing real about Drake and the real ones. Cause that's the thing, dog. Like, I'm not into it. Like, I can't fuck with the, you know, I'm cool. What's going on, Bella? What he say? I think that's why Kendrick calls the oldies. Because the culture and he don't know nothing about that. You know, and that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, Drake is not a member of the culture. Drake did not live within hip-hop culture. Drake was not raised in hip-hop culture. Drake was raised as a Jewish kid. You know, Drake had a fucking bar mitzvah, my nigga. Drake was raised around suburban kids. If you look at the group that Drake runs around with, it's a gang of like white boys and Jewish kids and redheads and motherfuckers like that. Like, Drake was not raised around these quote unquote street niggas who he be trying to run around with. Like, he adopted that life. You know, it's literally like that line that Jay had, like, nigga, you witnessed it from your folks' pad, scribbled in your notepad and created your life, my nigga. Like, nigga, you was running around wearing cardigans and skipping up and down the motherfucking stage and hitting them with the little melodies and doing all that little shit. Like, now, as of the last, like, maybe 5-6 years, Drake been trying to be on this, like, gangster little shit, you know, like, nigga, I'll admit it. Like, who the fuck is this nigga, homie? Like, you got a beard, now you a gangster and shit? Like, where that shit come from? Like, come on, my nigga, that ain't you. Nigga, bring back the cardigans. You know, you had a bar mitzvah, my nigga. Gangsters don't have bar mitzvahs, dog. You know, like that. That's why a lot of motherfuckers look at Drake funny, my nigga. You was on Degrassi, dog. Like, you not from the hood. You know, and I think it might have been Harrison we was talking about this, because he was like, I don't know about Toronto, so I don't know. He could have had a gangster upbringing, but it's like, no, he didn't. I know that there are gangsters in Toronto. He just wasn't one of them. He wasn't raised like that, my nigga. Like, you know, he don't have these old school pictures of him throwing up gang signs with his gangster homies. Nigga, he got little pictures of him with the little Jufro dancing and shit. Like, nigga, he's a geek. You know, and that's the fucking thing about, like, even with him in contrast to Kendrick. Because, like I said, Kendrick Lamar fucking geek too. Like, nigga, this is nerd on nerd crime. So I'm not even saying this like it's a gangster versus a geek. They both geeks, my nigga. They both nerds. What's going on, Smiggity? Motherfucking Bet the House podcast. What they say? We like Drake's when he do melodies. We don't act it. Yeah, like, nigga, nobody believes this tough act that Drake be on. That's the reason a lot of motherfuckers is shooting arrows at him. That's the reason a whole lot of motherfuckers take pop shots at him. You know, on top of the fact that when it comes to success in general, my nigga, and you know, like, the reason that they say heavy is the head that wears the crown. When you're the man, when you're the top dude in anything, nigga, that just come with the motherfucking territory, my nigga. When you the fucking king, when you the top selling artist, when you the top anything, niggas gonna take shots at you, my nigga. That's just a fucking reality, my nigga. What's going on, John Watson? What's up, Mellow Yellow? You know, and that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, you have to be able to handle when that motherfucking conflict come from you being the king. Nigga, everybody want the crown. And that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, Kendrick wants the crown. He want his rightful place as the king of hip hop because he has more bars than all these other niggas. So he finna come through. He gonna talk his shit. And he gonna, you know, go ahead and shoot that arrow at the crown. Like, nigga, what it is, though, nigga. You know, so that's all this shit really is, nigga. It's Kendrick Lamar coming to snatch the crown off this nigga head. Like, nigga, how the fuck y'all gonna let the king of hip-hop be a motherfucker who wasn't raised in hip-hop? This nigga is not of the culture. He's not from the culture. He's not adding to the culture. This nigga's only taking away from the culture. He's raping the culture. This motherfucker is a fucking leech, my nigga. You know, that's what Kendrick is saying about this motherfucker. What's going on, my nigga? Shit, Blackjack 94, Birmingham, Alabama, up in this motherfucker. What's the dizzle? But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where Kendrick's stance is. Kendrick is like, nigga, how are we letting a nigga that's not of the culture be the leader of the culture? This nigga is a pop star. He's not a hip-hop artist. You know, because like I said, nigga, I was rocking with Drake when I thought he was a rapper. You know, when the motherfucker first came out on the mixtapes, I don't know the names of them. I think it was like Take Care or something. Or, you know, the little shit, it was like a little triangle over some letters. And, you know, he was like, it was a black background with white letters and shit. Whatever that one was called. He was rapping like a motherfucker on there. You know, like I like that one. And I like the one that, what's the one that started the ghostwriting rumors? Damn. If you're reading this, it's too late. Like, I like Drake when he raps. Rapping Drake he's good. He's a good rapper. He's entertaining as a rapper. Like, I like when he raps. But when he get to singing all that bitch ass shit, I don't like it, my nigga. Like, that's not my wave. But like I said, like, as far as the whole beef, it's a whole lot of, you know, nigga, I don't feel like you deserve that shit, my nigga. You know, I feel like that's honestly how Kendrick feels. And it stemmed from, you know, like I said, that, what's that damn song? Like That with Future. You know, he threw the gauntlet down. And I honestly feel like he threw that gauntlet down. He spoke on Drake and J. Cole because they did first person shooter. And I guess he felt like they left that nigga out. Like, oh, so y'all the top two and I'm not here? Nigga, fuck the top three. It's just Big Me, nigga, bomb. Now what? You know, so then Drake, he came through and he said his little piece. And, you know, the fucking thing was, nigga, and this is something that I've been talking about on these lives and all these motherfucking debates. What's going on, Dad? Like, in these fucking debates that we've been having about this whole beef, like I was telling niggas, the beef didn't become a real beef until until Drake started getting personal. Which is the same thing that happened with Pusha T. The motherfucking sun just moved out the way. A cloud got in the way and fucked my whole light up. Ain't that a bitch? But like I said, nigga, the shit was cool until Drake started mentioning niggas' wives and shit. You know, because like I said, like, Drake is one of those type of niggas. Like, nigga, hide your wife from this nigga. You know, and it's cool when niggas get to talking that Mr. Steal Your Girl shit. Nigga, that shit is cool musically. But like I was telling niggas, dog, like, would you really want the type of homeboy that you know will fuck anybody, bitch? Would you really want a nigga to be your homeboy if you know if you leave your girl around this nigga, he's gonna pop it at her. He's gonna try to get at your woman, my nigga. Is that really the type of nigga you want to be around? Is that really the type of nigga that you want to work with? Even if it is just some music shit. You know, if you a fucking athlete and you know you got a teammate that's known for getting that nigga's bitches, is that really the type of nigga you want to be around? Like, nigga, character-wise, that nigga is flawed. That's the reason a lot of motherfuckers really don't like Drake, my nigga. You know, and like I was telling motherfuckers, like, there's a big difference between a hater and a motherfucker who just don't like you. Like, some niggas ain't hating at all. Some niggas just don't like your ass, my nigga. Sometimes it ain't got nothing to do with your success. Sometimes it's literally, I just don't like the way you move, homie. I don't like the type of shit you into, my nigga. It ain't got shit to do with you being more famous than me, having more money than me, or none of that shit, because a lot of niggas in hip hop is famous. A lot of niggas in hip hop got money. But if you trying to fuck on my broad when I'm not around, or you trying to DM my broad, nigga, I'm not finna be cool with you, my nigga. Like, that's just straight the fuck up. And, you know, like, that's like one of the things that, as far as how this battle now is being fought more in the blogs than it is in the booth. It's more content creators in beef behind this beef than niggas in the motherfucking hip hop industry. Like, niggas is picking sides, especially because of how personal it's got. So now it's literally podcasters getting at it with podcasters over this motherfucking beef. And why? Because, you know, like I said, nigga, of course I'm rooting for Kendrick on the strength of him being from Compton. Because honestly, I ain't got a dog in the fight. I don't give a fuck about neither one of these niggas' music. You don't hear me listening to that shit. But at the same time, I'm for damn sure not finna defend a nigga who I see as flawed in character, my nigga. Like, literally, that trying to get at your bitch when you ain't around type shit, I don't fuck with that, my nigga. You know, that's why a lot of niggas have beefed with Drake, because Drake is that type of nigga. Like, it's a lot of what Metro Boomin was saying on Twitter that I honestly think is some shit that alludes to that. Because Metro has said something along the lines of, like, you know, nigga, I'm not finna share the information that I know about what you did and the reason that I don't fuck with you, because it'll incriminate both of us, or it'll make both of us look bad. And in my eyes, that shit sound like I don't fuck with you because you tried to get in my bitch, and I don't want to air that shit out because I feel like it just wouldn't look right. You know, so like I said, motherfuckers don't like a nigga that they see as flawed in character, and it goes beyond a musical situation. It goes beyond a success in hip-hop situation. A lot of these beefs are because of real, literal things that personally happen between these niggas that have motherfuckers genuinely not really liking each other, not really wanting to fuck with certain niggas. What's going on, T-Mo? What's going on, Kit Kat Love? You know, so like I said, my nigga, like, as far as the whole shit with a nigga like Drake, like, nigga, a lot of this shit wouldn't have started if he wasn't that type of nigga. You know, because something that I was telling the homie about the nigga, like, he's one of these niggas that didn't really start getting attention from women until he got famous, until he got rich, until he had success. So now once you get this new level of success, you get this new access to women, you know, women is starting to show you and pay you a whole lot of motherfucking attention, nigga, you start moving like, it's like, shit, nigga, I could fuck any bitch I want, including your bitch. You my homeboy, so what? I'm still gonna fuck the bitch because the bitch getting at me. You know, like, nigga, get some motherfucking self-control, my nigga. Like, it's thousands of bitches trying to holler at you. Why you gotta get at your homeboy's bitch? That's why a lot of motherfuckers look at the nigga as a motherfucking sucker. Because it's like, my nigga, all these bitches around, you wanna fuck mine? I thought we was cool. And what you say, you can tell Kendrick hates Drake more than Drake hates him. Hell, abso-fucking-lutely. I honestly think Kendrick thought that him and Drake had a real friendship. And Kendrick always looked at him as just a motherfucker who he was doing music with. So, hell yeah, Kendrick hate Drake way more than Drake hate Kendrick. And what you say, Arcanine, Arco, the fact is, the fact that the people got Drake winning is crazy to me. It is crazy, my nigga. Honestly, you know, because, and really on some real shit, my nigga, I don't really think that people in general think that Drake is winning. I just think that we both got biased fan bases, my nigga. Niggas who fans of Kendrick is gone, give Kendrick the nod no matter what Kendrick do. Kendrick is gonna come with much better wordplay, much better bars. He gonna have triple and double entendres, sometimes four and five entendres. You gonna take 2-3 hours to break down this nigga's music and his lyrics and his bars and his beat selection and who made the beat. Where did he record it at? Did you know that this was a Bible reference? Did you realize that this was from a 1992 Olympic athlete that did this, and O.J. Simpson and all this shit? So Kendrick fans is like, nigga, Kendrick whooping this nigga ass. And then Drake fans is like, I can't dance to this song. This isn't a hit song. I can't twerk to this song. This ain't a song I could put my makeup to. I like Drake better, because when I'm putting on my lip gloss and I'm putting my purse on, Drake CDs fit better in my purse. So I like Drake music better. I can't fuck with that, my nigga. So I'm not rocking for Drake, nigga. I'm not shaking that ass for Drake or Sexy Red. What'd he say? I saw a poll with Kendrick as the favorite. That's the fucking thing. What's going on, 12 Cal? You know, shout out 12 Cal. You know, 12 Cal, the multi-millionaire. The 12 and 12 Cal stand for the 12 zeros in his net worth, my nigga. 12 Cal, big ball. He's a 12-figure nigga. So shout out to 12 Cal. But like I said, you know, the Drake fans is rooting for Drake because he make music that you can twerk to. He make music that you can cry and look at pictures of your ex-girlfriend. You know, you can fall asleep. You know, a lot of these Drake fans, these niggas got a picture of Drake over their bed. You know, like, these niggas go to sleep listening to Marvin's Room on repeat very loudly so they can have dreams about bitches that they can never get at. So, you know, the Drake fans, is they're listening for the music that you can twerk to. They're listening for the tea. They want Drake to give you some secrets and shit. You know, them niggas, they listening different than what we listening to. My nigga, like, Kendrick fans are listening for bars. Drake fans are listening for, like, good hit songs, like shit that you can bop your head to. You know, that's what the Drake fans want. That's why Kendrick came back with this last song with the mustard beat, because all Kendrick or Drake's fans was like, there's no good beats. I can't dance to this shit. It ain't no good beats. So Kendrick was like, all right, nigga, watch this. I got some shit you can shake your ass to. And they got the whole West Coast Crip walking to this last song Kendrick just dropped, my nigga. He going the fuck in. What's going on, Deacon Talks? What you say, T-Mo? Drake haters are like LeBron haters, though. Be trolling for no reason, LOL. Drake fans don't be trolling Kendrick. Well, the thing is, my nigga, and this just true shit, Kendrick don't really have as many character flaws as Drake has, my nigga. Drake is just a memeable nigga, my nigga. Drake is just a goofy nigga that's easy to be trolled, because if there was something to troll with Kendrick, a lot of Drake fans would be trolling him, my nigga. Like, Drake himself likes to troll people. What's going on, Unapologetically D? Like, nigga, we not finna dispute the fact that Drake himself is a troll. Drake trolls people. Drake makes memes of people. Drake literally, when he was in that beef with Meek Mill, that nigga posted like 200 memes behind him on the Summer Jam screen roasting Meek Mill, my nigga. Like, we not finna do that, nigga. We ain't finna move the goalpost, because Drake fans, when Drake was spanking on motherfucking Meek Mill, it was memes aplenty. It was hella trolling, my nigga. What's going on, Grinding for Mars? You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, a whole lot of motherfuckers was getting they troll on out the OVO Hive when he was up on the cards, my nigga. If he was whooping on Kendrick right now, we see a whole lot of motherfuckers posting all type of funny ass memes about Kendrick. But that nigga losing. And Kendrick ain't one of them niggas that's that easily memeable. So a whole lot of motherfuckers ain't playing that meme game. Drake, on the other hand, BBL, Big Nose, all those things, easy as fuck to me, you know. And then when you think about the bars that these niggas is putting out, you know, like I was telling Harrison, Drake don't have as many quotables in this battle as Kendrick has. Don't get me wrong, Drake has said some cool shit, nigga. Drake done had some, you know, some real nice little shits in there. But at the same time, like, he don't have a, we don't want to hear you say nigga no more. Like, what I told Harrison from A More Than 92 podcast when we was on the phone, like, what Drake is going to need to win this battle, he's going to need something that he can do or something that he can say that's going to make people laugh at Kendrick Lamar. Because right now in the battle, everybody's laughing at Drake. They laughing at his nose. They laughing at his motherfucking BBL. Like, he did his shit when he said that nigga had a size 7 shoe. That shit was funny. What's going on, Heaven's World Podcast? Y'all check Heaven's World Podcast out. Like, it was funny when Drake said that nigga Kendrick wore a size 7 shoe. Like, certain shit is funny. Certain shit is Drake's lane. But trying to come at a nigga's credibility as a person, he's not going to win that, because a lot of niggas already coming in not liking Drake, my nigga. Like, you don't play likability when you a hateable nigga, homie. Like, you got to get that nigga the way that you got Meek Mill, which was making niggas poke fun at him, making niggas make memes about him. But when you try to go the low route and try to go the sneak dirt route, it ain't good when you try to put dirt on a nigga that don't got as much dirt on his name as you got. Like, you a lot more famous than he is. You a lot more public than he is. So when you trying to play the I got dirt on you game, it's very difficult to put dirt on a nigga when niggas don't know the nigga that you trying to put dirt on. When niggas, you know, Kendrick is a very private person. Kendrick is a low, out the way type of nigga. Drake, on the other hand, is always in the mix. He's always in public. And again, he always fucking with everybody bitching. He be doing a whole lot of pillow talking. So it's a whole lot of dirt that you could find on a nigga like that. You know, just like how Pusha T was able to beat him. You know, because the thing is, in the Pusha T beef, nigga, Pusha T didn't beat him because he made better songs. That Adidas song was trash. There was nothing, there was no replay value to that song. That song was not a hit. It wasn't nothing that niggas want to fuck with. It wasn't nothing niggas was going to dance to. It was literally the type of song that you just listen for what he's saying. That's what happened with that Adidas song. He said some shit that made you look at Drake fucked up. He was like, what the fuck? You got a secret, son? That's crazy. Like, that's what fucked niggas up as far as that Adidas song. It wasn't no motherfucking bars. He didn't have no triple entendres, nigga. Like, he didn't have no memorable lyrics on that motherfucker. That shit was literally a song that made you say, Drake, you's a shitty motherfucker. You a goddamn deadbeat. You's a nasty bastard for that shit. Like, nigga, you can't play this game with niggas. You got to get it back to a surface level, funny bars, let me just make niggas laugh at you type of battle. Let me make niggas make memes about you. That's the type of battle that Drake wins. Because when it comes to character, he ain't no high character individual, my nigga. He's not no likable guy, my nigga. But he said that's because Kanye was the one who ran and gave Pusha the information. That's why Drake was going at Kanye. And it's understood. But like I said, my nigga, and this goes into it. This is why the battle turned ugly, my nigga, with Pusha. Pusha said, nigga, I was going to keep this shit cool until the nigga said my wife's name, homie. You know, like I said, dog, like, you don't want to play the character game with certain niggas. You know, like, and this is another principle that I'm going to give y'all about beef, about this beef. Pause. Nigga, you don't want to get into it with a motherfucker that has more anger towards you than you have toward them. You don't want to get into it with a motherfucker that has less to lose than you have to lose. You know, nigga, when you fuck with motherfuckers and you got $1 million and they got $16, nigga, they gonna fight to the death, my nigga. They don't have nothing that they got to lose. So, nigga, they gonna do whatever the fuck it take to beat your motherfucking ass. Going on, King John, pod, saved our marriage. Like, nigga, when you getting into it with motherfuckers like that, especially when you getting into it with a motherfucker that this what they do, they don't give a fuck, my nigga. This motherfucker can't stand your motherfucking ass. You was better off leaving that nigga alone. Like, if it's somebody who I know, he got all the anger in the world, he got all the smoke for me in the world, I'ma play past that nigga, homie. Like, Drake is the type of nigga that at the position that Drake is at right now in hip hop, he doesn't have to address anybody who speaks negatively towards him, my nigga. Like, Drake could have kept this shit subliminal for the rest of his career and he'd have been straight. Wouldn't nobody be making memes about this nigga? Wouldn't nobody be dissing this nigga? Wouldn't nobody be mad at this nigga? But he allowed a nigga to bait him into some shit. Now we back looking at this nigga character. You know, because even when it comes to like a whole lot of motherfuckers talking about the secret daughter and all of this type of tea, type of bitch ass shit. Me personally, I don't even like when the battle gets to that, but that's what Drake like to do. Like, Drake like to take the shit into the shade room. Like, instead of just trying to have a lyrical battle of bars versus bars. He want to take that shit into blogs versus blogs. You know, he want to get into the, you know, oh, nigga, you beat your girlfriend up and, you know, you had this court case back in 98 and you had this type of punk ass shit go on. Like, nigga, just rap, my nigga. Why you niggas trying to go get niggas court documents and all this other punk ass shit? Why you bringing all these motherfuckers into it that ain't got nothing to do with the shit? You know, like, the whole Pusha T shit got started because Drake mentioned that nigga wife. You should have left that shit alone. You know, when this whole little shit happened between Drake and Kendrick, nigga, you want to bring, you know, fake Tupac AI into this motherfucker? You want to get to speaking on niggas' character? Nigga, now it's dirty, my nigga. You don't never want to get into a situation with a motherfucker that flat out don't like you, my nigga. Don't play around with motherfuckers who don't like you. Don't play around with motherfuckers who hate you, especially when you got a whole lot of shit to lose, my nigga. Nigga, because anytime you in a situation with a motherfucker that got less to lose than you, nigga, they gonna always take you into the mud. And that's where we at right now, my nigga. What you say, 12 Kyle? Heard a Drake fan say it's too much because he's talking about Drake's family. That had to be the corniest shit ever. It's a beef. The bar has been set. And the thing is, I feel like it is fucked up speaking on people's family. But again, my nigga, you be doing that same shit too. Like, Drake does this same shit too. And yes, Pusha T did diss Drake first. But again, my nigga, I'm dissing you. Don't say my wife's name, homie. Like, once you say my wife or my kids, gloves off, my nigga. Disrespect is disrespect. You can't choose how low a nigga go. Like I said, here's another motherfucking principle, my nigga. Once you turn something into an ugly situation, you can't choose how ugly it get. You can choose your motherfucking move, but you can't choose the reaction to your move. You can choose what you do. You can't choose what niggas do back. If me and you was in a verbal back and forth and you slap me and I light your shit up, you can't be mad at me, my nigga, because you should have kept your motherfucking hands to yourself. If me and you going back and forth and I'm like, nigga, your shirt dirty. You like, nigga, your shoes dirty. I'm like, nigga, your pants dirty. You like, nigga, your fucking hat dirty. Nigga, your watch fake. Nigga, your jewelry fake. And then you say, nigga, that's why your mama cheated on your motherfucking daddy with your uncle. Now it's ugly, my nigga. Now it's fucked up. Because now when I get to talking about all your little dirty family secrets, you can't get mad, my nigga. Because you took it left. Once you take it left, you can't choose how far left it go. You know, like, that's the thing. Like, a whole lot of niggas in this little situation as far as the bloggers versus the bloggers and the fans versus the fans, niggas trying to move the motherfucking goalposts to make whoever they rooting for look like the good guy, my nigga. And both these niggas is bad guys. What's going on, Shane? You know, that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, you can't choose how low it go once you take it into the water, my nigga. Once you throw your ball in the water, nigga, you can't say, oh, don't go that deep. Don't sink that low. Nah, nigga, it's sinking. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, once you made it personal, once you made it, oh, we speaking on families now. Like, y'all niggas know how it go in the black community. You know, nigga, it was all cool till a nigga said, yo, mama. My what? Nigga, your mama, your daddy, your bald-headed granny with the holes in her panties. Your whole motherfucking generation. Like, nigga, you can't choose how fucked up some shit get. Once you make it fucked up, you can always choose your action. You can never choose the reaction. You can't say, oh, that was fucked up when that nigga said that. Nah, nigga, it was fucked up when you said what you said too, my nigga. We not finna pick and choose. You know, like, this is the thing as far as me taking Kendrick's side in this, you know, this situation. I'm gonna stop saying beef because that shit kind of pause. What's going on? No instructions. What's going on, Matt Jag? Look like some ism. But, you know, like I said, my nigga, like, I'm keeping everything down the middle, my nigga. I'm trying to be as objective as I can. Now, am I going to say that I'm not going to take sides? Fuck no, nigga. I'm from Compton, homie. I'm never going to choose against a nigga from Compton. Are you fucking stupid? But at the same time, if Kendrick say some dope shit, nigga, I'ma acknowledge it as some dope shit. If he do some dope shit, I'ma acknowledge it as some dope shit. If he make a dope song, it's a dope song. It is what the fuck it is. Whoever win, gonna win. Whose side am I choosing? Of course I'm choosing my side. But at the same time, like, I could be objective. And, you know, like I said, my nigga, a lot of what I'm seeing as far as the niggas who trying to defend and discredit certain niggas, it's a whole lot of, well, it was different when we did it. You know, when Kendrick made his 7-minute song, oh, that song was too long. When Drake did his 7-minute song, it was cool. You know, when this nigga take a shot, oh, nigga, you shouldn't have did that. That was fucked up. But when the nigga do it back, when your nigga do it, it's cool. Me, nigga, I'm just here for the bars, my nigga. You know, because like I said, the reason that I got Kendrick whooping on Drake is because Kendrick is literally coming with just better bars. He's applying that pressure. Nigga, pause. Once that nigga Drake drop his, Kendrick, right there, nigga. Oh, you had a cool little song? Here go my song, nigga. Now what? You know, because Drake had a cool one with that Family Matters. And then that nigga Kendrick was like, 15 motherfucking minutes later, nigga, I'm here. You know, nigga, we ain't even get a chance to really enjoy or break down or watch the fucking video of Family Matters before that nigga Kendrick came back. Nigga, with that motherfucking, with that counterpunch, my nigga, that nigga Kendrick been on some Mayweather shit. Nigga, once you throw one, overhand right, my nigga. You know, and that's the fucking thing. And like I said, once you put yourself in a situation of battling somebody, you can't choose how niggas react. You can only choose what you do. You know, and even, you know, like what Timo said about Pusha T attacking Drake first. Pusha T dissed Drake first. Just like Kendrick dissed Drake first. Drake could have kept it hip-hop, but Drake likes to take it to the blogs. Drake likes to take it to character. Drake likes to take it to that personal shot, my nigga. So once you take a personal shot at me, now we getting personal, my nigga. Once you start paying niggas money, trying to get dirt on me, now we getting dirty, my nigga. You know, and that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, you can't play with everybody because everybody don't motherfucking play like that, my nigga. Certain niggas don't play. You know, like I be telling motherfuckers all the time, like about me. What's going on, my nigga? My nigga Ken Scott Moore, what's the deal? And what you say? Meet the Grams just hit different. Yeah, nigga, and the thing is, I'm not even finna actually say, like, Meet the Grams was superior to Family Matters. But at the same time, nigga, the timing was flawless. Because by the time you was even able to say that Family Matters was dope, Meet the Grams came right after that motherfucker. And like I said, Drake fans are gonna say that Family Matters was better. Kendrick fans are gonna say that that Meet the Grams was better. You choose, depending on what side of the motherfucking argument your ass is on. Me personally, I feel like that round was a push, but now Kendrick is way up. With that, they not like us, nigga, please, nigga. He ran away with it, my nigga. And like I told that nigga Harrison, Drake is going to have to win a fucking Grammy to win this battle. He's going to need another back-to-back to win this battle. Because like I said, he ain't going to win it on character. He's a flawed character. When you looking at a motherfucker as a goofy, you know, like, nigga, a whole lot of the shots that's been taken in this motherfucking battle have been character shots. And again, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you going character for character when you know that you a flawed character. You know, another principle that I'm going to give you that I take from this motherfucking battle is, when you got skeletons in your motherfucking closet, homie, you got to watch who you got to watch how you move around certain people. When somebody know the little dirty little shit that you did last summer, nigga, sometimes you might want to let certain shit slide, my nigga. Like, you want to be real careful with motherfuckers who know that you been doing some dirty shit, my nigga. Because as human beings, we all flawed, my nigga. We've all done things that we not proud of. But in those certain cases, nigga, sometimes you got to be real. You got to be real careful around niggas who know the dirt that you've done. You know, like I said, dog, like I'm a real big integrity person. Like I'm a real strong believer in not doing nothing privately that I wouldn't want coming out publicly. Not saying nothing about a person that I wouldn't want said to that person. Because I'm a firm believer in anything that you say to a nigga about a nigga will be said to that nigga. I don't do that talking behind niggas back shit. And if I do, 99 times out of 100, whatever I said behind your back, I say to your motherfucking face. Because I'm of the understanding that if I said it behind your back, it's eventually going to get to you anyway. So I might as well wait till I see you to say the shit. And what you say, Ken Scott, man, that's why Cole opted out. Hell yeah, that's why Cole opted out. I think the thing is we all gave Cole shit for apologizing because we didn't know where it was going. Cole knew something we didn't know. Cole knew it was going to get ugly. So he was like, man, let me just go ahead and take my ball and leave. Because these niggas about to start playing football. Like what Cole saw was like us niggas from LA, you know, the West Coast. I don't know how it goes in other states and shit, but out here on the West LA area, you know, Southern California, you know, around the early 2000s, when you go to them parties and they be like, leave the drama at home. You know, we had a certain dress code. We had certain shit we had to wear at the parties. And when you start seeing them niggas walk in with white t-shirts and the motherfucking flyer strictly said no white tees, no tennis shoes, no baseball caps, and these niggas walking in and these niggas got sport team hats on and white tees, it's time to get the fuck up out of here because it's finna get ugly in this bitch. That's what J. Cole saw when he said, nigga, I apologize. I don't want nothing to do with this shit. Kendrick, you my nigga. I'm sorry. I couldn't sleep well. That ain't my vibe. I don't want nothing to do with this. Because he knew this shit was about to turn stupid. So shout out to J. Cole for backing out of it. Because he knew, nigga. You know, real niggas be having that intuition, my nigga. Especially niggas who was in the street. Niggas who been in the street, nigga, we be having that intuition. When we see certain niggas show up at the party, we like, who the fuck is that? Why he get... Hey, nigga, didn't the dress code say we couldn't wear white t-shirts? And it's four of them niggas. I'm about this bitch. That's what Cole saw. Cole saw the white t-shirts coming into the party. And he was like, nigga, I'm about this motherfucker. I don't want nothing to do with this shit. These niggas about to start squabbling. These niggas about to start shooting. You know, I don't know how it go where y'all from, but nigga, y'all niggas knew when y'all niggas be at them house parties and you see certain niggas come in the party and you know them the niggas that be shooting the party up. And niggas said, oh no, Kendrick finna start tripping. Them niggas finna shoot the party up. I'm up out this bitch. And what you say, Ken, everything you say and do will be used against you. Hell yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you know, like I said, that's the value of integrity, my nigga. You know, like I tell motherfuckers, like, you ain't never gonna hear nobody call me no bitch. Not a nigga that's telling the truth. You know, you ain't gonna hear no nigga putting no motherfucking smut on my name. Not if they telling the truth. And it's because I literally move with integrity, dog. You know, I don't tell niggas I'm the hardest gangster or the biggest killer. I'm just solid, my nigga. I just ain't a bitch. You know, I just ain't the type of nigga that if I know that's your girl, I'ma try to get at her, my nigga. I move with integrity because you never want to put yourself in a position where it's conducive to a motherfucker throwing dirt on your name. What's going on, my nigga? L.A. Deuce? You know, like, as a hip-hop artist, the reason a lot of niggas have a lot of dirt on Drake is because Drake do a lot of dirty-ass shit. He do a lot of sneaky, punk-ass, conniving, underhanded shit. So that's why a lot of motherfuckers feel comfortable being like, you know what, fuck this nigga. You know, so y'all looking at it like, they betrayed Drake. Oh, man, Drake put him on. Drake put him on the first tour. Drake gave him their first hit. Drake tried to fuck his bitch, homie. Drake DM'd his girl. Think I give a fuck about that motherfucking tour? You think I give a fuck about that motherfucking song? And you trying to get at my bitch? Fuck you, nigga. You know, like, that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, a lot of motherfuckers don't like a nigga who do punk shit. I don't give a fuck how much money we got together when you did some bitch ass shit to me. What's going on, my nigga? Big LA. What you say, 12 Kyle? You gotta have a nose for trouble. Cole definitely had a nose for trouble. Hell yeah, nigga, that's the fucking thing. You know what's going on, my nigga James? The main event, 86. You know, and that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, with a nigga like Drake, you know, and yeah, 100 niggas say this shit, of course. You know, because that's the fucking thing with a nigga like Drake, homie. A lot of motherfuckers look at all these niggas who come in at Drake neck right now and being like, oh, that's fucked up. These niggas flipped on Drake. Oh, these niggas was jealous of Drake. No, Drake did some bitch ass shit, my nigga. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, I wouldn't give a fuck if we was making music together. You DM my broad, it's up. You try to get in my broad, it's up, my nigga. We not doing that, homie. You know, like, it's a lot of shit that we as fans don't know that these niggas have an understanding of. And, you know, like I said, like a whole lot of the shit that, like, a lot of the shots that's being taken. You know, just like with the motherfucker putting the pedophile jacket on Drake. A lot of niggas, oh, that's dirty. That's low. That's below the belt. This nigga be kicking it with 16-year-old bitches all the time. That's not conjecture, nigga. That's not a rumor. That's real shit. That's proven. That these motherfuckers saying it out their own mouth. This nigga flicking it up with bitches that's underage, my nigga. So even if you ain't fucking them, you 30 years old hanging out with a 17-year-old female, my nigga. How that look? Like, come on, my nigga. You know, it's like, you let's talk turkey, my nigga. Like, let's talk reality, dog. Fuck the music. You know, because when it comes to this whole shit, as far as like the character shit, it's like, my nigga, would you let your fucking 16 to 17-year-old daughter run around with a 30-year-old man? Even if he the biggest motherfucking superstar in music, even if he the top executive at a motherfucking company, you gonna let your 16, 17-year-old daughter be sitting here texting with this 30-something-year-old man? Come on, my nigga, like, that's that bullshit. You know, and like I said, like, if we really talking character here and we cut it out the music, like, come on, my nigga. You know, that shit that he said about K-Dot being a motherfucking woman beater, like, y'all niggas putting some heavy jackets on niggas. And, you know, like I said, if we want to play the this a lie game, then all is fair game and y'all have fun with the lies. But if we going to talk about the truth, nigga, that's the truth. That's the only thing that we can prove in all of this shit. You want to talk about a nigga that be DMing niggas bitches behind their back? A nigga who be fucking... He fucked Lil Wayne girl while Lil Wayne was in prison. That's true. That happened. So if we talking character, my nigga, like, who? How are you defending this? How are you defending this nigga? How are you defending this nigga character? You know, now if you want to talk about some music shit, have at it, my nigga. Have fun with the music. But nigga, if you want to talk about motherfucking character, man, that nigga's a bitch, homie. Like, nigga, I'm not fucking with no nigga like that. I'm not a fan of no nigga like that. I couldn't be cool with a nigga like that. I wouldn't give a fuck how much motherfucking music we made together or money, nigga. I don't fuck with niggas who a flawed character like that. And what you say, 12 Kyle, it's like you said, watch who you take pictures with. Drake ain't somebody I'll take a picture with. Exactly, dog. And that's what I'm saying. You know, like, the main event, my homeboy James, like, James been knowing me for years, nigga. Shit, about 20 years now I've been knowing this nigga. Like, niggas know me, my nigga. Like, I don't play with that. I'm real big on the associations that you have with people, my nigga. I don't associate with bitch-ass niggas. Niggas who've known me for a long time know there's a big difference between niggas who I kick it with, niggas who I cut off, niggas who I be around, and niggas who I avoid. If you the type of nigga that I see a flawed character, I don't fuck with you, homie. I'm not finna be kicking it with no nigga who I know is the type of nigga to do some slime shit, do some sucker shit, do some clown shit. I don't give a fuck how long I knew you. I don't give a fuck how much money we made together. I don't give a fuck how much money I could possibly make off you moving forward, nigga. I'm not kicking with no suck ass nigga because I'm gonna end up having to do something to him. What's going on, Unreachable Beauty? You know, and that's the fucking thing with this nigga right here. Everybody looking at the people that's coming at him foul, and they looking at it like these niggas flipped on him or these niggas turned on him. And on some real shit, he did some sucker shit, and they just demonstrating because they got the fucking opportunity. What's the motherfucking deal? Maxed out for the bankroll, the ism in the motherfucking building. You know, and that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, when you associate yourself with clown-ass niggas and doing clown-ass shit, you put yourself in clown-ass situations, my nigga. You know, a lot of this motherfucking battle, a whole lot of the reason that there's so many niggas that have so much smoke for Drake is because of the sucker ass shit that this nigga has done, my nigga. It ain't about the money. It ain't always about the success. It ain't always about jealousy. Sometimes it's literally about the flaw of character, my nigga. Sometimes niggas genuinely see you as a bitch ass nigga. A lot of niggas ain't just like, oh, he went number one again. The nigga been number one for his whole goddamn career. This nigga been making number one hits for motherfucking damn near 20 fucking years. The smoke came from the sucker shit, not from the success. What's going on, nigga? Nacho tacos. It's motherfucking Cinco de Mayo. Y'all niggas go on Crenshaw and go get nacho tacos. Nigga, I'm sure he out there doing his thing. Shout out to Nacho Tacos. Not underscore yo underscore tacos. It's Cinco de Mayo, nigga. Go get you one of the motherfucking, what's that, the Parmesan motherfucking enchilada taco. Them motherfuckers is fire. But like I said, my nigga, niggas ain't all jealous of Drake. It's a lot of niggas that just don't like him, dog. You know, that's the fucking thing. It's a lot of motherfuckers just flat out don't fuck with you. It ain't about your motherfucking success. It ain't about your money. It ain't about none of that. It's about, I don't like you, homie. You know, it ain't always niggas betraying you. And this is another thing, another fucking principle. Betrayal can only come from a friend. A lot of these niggas that's around you ain't your friend. Just because you make money with a nigga don't make him your friend. Just because you be around a nigga don't make him your friend. Just because you cool with a nigga and you do little shit with a nigga, just because a nigga polite to you, just because y'all nice to each other, that don't make that nigga your friend, homie. A lot of motherfuckers just moving accordingly. A lot of motherfuckers just around you because of the benefit that they get from being around you. Not because they your fucking friend. Not because y'all got a real bond. You don't got a real bond with these niggas. A lot of these motherfuckers just fucking with you because of the money that y'all get together. Because of the look that they get from standing next to you. But once they get an opportunity to stab you in your motherfucking back, they gonna do it, my nigga. You know, and this goes for everybody, nigga. This go beyond Drake, my nigga. This go for people in general, my nigga. Niggas who know me personally in real life, you know, like 12 Cal said, how I don't take pictures with niggas. I don't take pictures with niggas. I don't associate myself with a lot of niggas. Because I know there's a big fucking difference between a friend and a homie. A friend and an associate. A friend and a colleague. A friend and a nigga who just near me. I take pictures with my friends. I take pictures with niggas that I vouch for. I take pictures with niggas that I fuck with. Outside of that, I'll let y'all flick it up over there. I'm gonna be over here, my nigga. I don't want nobody to be like, oh man, this my nigga Dolomite. He got a picture of me and that nigga. You ain't my nigga, homie. Who the fuck is you? You know, I don't do that. I don't do all that flicking it up, my nigga. I don't do all that. Like, I don't like being around niggas like that. You know, I got niggas I'm cool with and shit. I got motherfuckers I be talking to and shit. But y'all niggas ain't my goddamn friends. I don't call you niggas my friends. You niggas only got my fucking phone number. You know, like, the fuck? You know, and that's the fucking thing. Like, it's too many motherfuckers that confuse homies and all these other titles with friends. And that's why you got betrayed. Because you confuse a nigga who just was around you with a nigga who's for you. What's going on with you, Brendo? You know, and that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, ain't no friends in this industry, my nigga. You know, like, y'all niggas gotta quit pretending that y'all niggas is cool. You know, like, you got to look at it as what it is. You know, and this is why I'm so big on integrity. This is why I'm so big on association. This is why I'm so big on how I move. Because I would hate to get into a situation where I have a misunderstanding with a nigga and he can come at my character because he knows that I got character flaws. Because I'm sitting here pillow talking with a nigga that wasn't ever my friend. I'm sitting here sharing secrets with a nigga that wasn't ever my friend. I'm sitting here telling you shit that later on you gonna use against me because we don't like each other no more. You know, like I be telling y'all motherfuckers all the time, like, nigga, watch who you share information with. Nigga, sometimes you literally giving ammunition to a motherfucker that's gonna turn around and use that shit against you, dog. It's a lot of motherfuckers that sit up there just being nosy because they like, nigga, once we fall out, I'm using all this shit against your motherfucking ass. That's why I be real careful with who I share information with, especially when it come to personal things about me. You know, like I be telling y'all motherfuckers, man, it ain't no business like your business. It's a very small group of people in your life who you supposed to be telling your business to, my nigga. You know, like I say all the time, I only share my business with people who are invested in it. I only share my business with people who can help me in my business. If you can't help me, what the fuck am I telling you this shit for? Why am I keeping you in my motherfucking circle and you not helping me move forward? I don't give a fuck how I look next to you niggas. I don't give a fuck what it look like. Oh, man, I know this nigga. I tell y'all all the time, like, nigga, I don't get off on telling niggas, oh, I know him. That's my boy. That's my guy. That's my bro. That's my dog. And I just know that nigga, homie. That ain't my motherfucking friend. I don't call that nigga my friend. Don't say he my friend. That ain't my friend. That's just a nigga that I know. What's going on, Hank? Facts, everyone shouldn't be privy to your information. People love to kill your energy, yeah. But you know, like I said, dog, like that's the fucking thing. A lot of niggas get fucked over and stabbed in the back because you gave the nigga the knife. You know, like that's a fucking thing. Like my nigga, I think was the album cover Kill at Will that Cube had when he was handing the pistol. Look at how the nigga was handing the nigga the pistol. You don't never hand a nigga a pistol with the handle and trigger part right there, because they can easily shoot your ass while you hand it to them. You got to hand it to them a certain way, my nigga. That's done for a reason. Because you giving somebody something that they can use to literally smoke your motherfucking ass. So you got to be careful with that shit. Nigga, that's how I feel about any information. I'm not just sharing information that could be used to burn me to a person who I feel could possibly use that one day. A person who I feel will possibly use that one day, my nigga. Like, some of y'all motherfuckers be over here telling your coworkers how you cheat on your wife. Telling your homeboys how you cheat on your wife. You know, telling bitches that you fuck with about your homeboys who you don't really like for real. And then you fall out with the bitch and she go tell the nigga, oh, yeah. You know that nigga Jermaine never liked your ass. You know Jermaine was saying he know where your work at and he gonna eventually rob your ass. You know this motherfucker, you get into it with your coworker and this nigga call your wife. Yeah, you know this nigga be cheating on you with a bitch named LaShonda. You know that motherfucker be saying that he getting off late on Friday night. That nigga don't get off late. We be at the bar drinking and he be with this bitch. Like, nigga, I don't tell niggas dirt I'm doing, homie. Because you never know when you gonna fall out with a nigga. Motherfuckers do that shit all the time. Like, you be sitting here, you just, oh man, this my boy, man, this my friend, oh, I tell him everything. Then you fall out. Now he telling everybody you was talking about what you were saying about they motherfucking ass. And like I said, that's why I don't make it a practice of talking behind niggas back. Because once you fall out with the nigga you telling, he telling whoever you was talking about. You know, that's the fucking importance of integrity, my nigga. You should just be keeping shit to your motherfucking self. Or keeping that shit between you and people who you know are your very small circle of confidants. You know, like I be telling motherfuckers, like I don't got a lot of niggas who I consider to be my friends, homie. I got a lot of motherfuckers I'm cool with, a lot of motherfuckers I talk on the phone with and shit, like, but I compartmentalize my friendships. I got niggas who's my colleagues. I got niggas who's my partners. I got niggas who's my homies. I got niggas from my hood. And then I got the two or three niggas who I consider to be my friends. You know, I got my cousin Lil Mike, who's like my confidant. You know, if there's something that I'm going to tell a motherfucker that's just like the dirtiest deep down secret, it's probably going to be him because he's my cousin. We share a last name. We share blood, nigga. We family. But outside of that, nigga, no, nigga, I could fall out with a friend. I could fall out with anybody, but nigga, I'm not fucking with a person who I feel like at some point, if we fall out, it'll be advantageous to burn me, to fuck me over. I don't do that shit, homie, because like I say all the time, like, nigga, anybody who you put in a position to fuck you over, if they get into a position where it's advantageous to fuck you over, they're going to do it. Especially a friend. You know, like I be telling motherfuckers, like, nigga, once you get married, that's your friend. You know, you got to learn to prioritize people a certain way. Like, nigga, I only prioritize those who I'm permanently stuck to. I only prioritize those who have shown me that they put me first. People who have proven that they are loyal to me. You know, because like I say, nigga, I don't believe in loyalty. I say that shit on the show all the time. I'm very strategic when it comes to loyalty. I don't believe in that shit. I don't believe in the concept of loyalty. I believe that loyalty is something that should be renewed on a moment by moment basis. You fuck with me, I fuck with you. You do me right, I do you right. You handle business when I ain't around, I handle business when you ain't around. But once you fuck me over, fuck you. Everything is even Steven with me, my nigga. I'm all about mutually beneficial relationships in all circumstances, in all settings, my nigga. Once you fuck me over, I'm fucking you over. It is what the fuck it is. Fuck you. Now, am I going to snitch on you or do any of that punk ass shit? No, nigga, because that's a character flaw. That's some sucker shit. But as far as like, if a motherfucker talk behind my back, I can't fuck with you. My loyalty don't work like that, nigga. You can't talk shit about me and think that we still going to be cool. That's out. You know, once you do some dirty, dusty punk ass shit to me, I'm out. I don't want to fuck with you. I don't want to skate with you. I don't want to kick it with you. I don't want nothing to do with you, my nigga. You's a clown. Once you a clown to me, I put you in the clown box and I get the fuck away from you. You know, nigga, I'm not one of them niggas, homie. I'm not one of them. Yeah, he fucked my bitch, but that's my bro. Oh, yeah, he stole from me, but that's my bro. Oh, yeah, that nigga did me foul, but that's my bro. That nigga snitched on me, but that's my bro. Fuck that nigga, homie. I don't give a fuck how many years we been down, how long I knew you from the sandbox and none of that shit, nigga. Once you do some clown shit to me, we done, my nigga. What's going on, Quirk? Cool out, corner. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, I don't believe in that shit, my nigga. You know, the niggas who I consider to be my friends, the niggas who I use the word friend with, friends are niggas who I have seen in action. They've been tested. They've done everything that it takes to get the title of a friend. What's going on, nigga? You know, nigga, when they got put in a position to fuck me over, they did not do that. When they got put in a position to do some sucker shit, they didn't do that. And they've shown me on multiple occasions that if I get put in a fucked up situation, I'm going to stand tall every time. I'm going to be 10 toes every time. I'm a man of high character, morals, values. You know, I fuck with you like you fuck with me, my nigga. If you call me at 2 in the motherfucking morning, I'm on the way. If I say, hey, nigga, we got to do this. No questions asked, nigga, I'm on the way. Those are my friends. Other than that, you just niggas that I know. And you know, like I tell motherfuckers all the time, like it ain't no hard feelings. It ain't no beef. It's not like I dislike you. I just don't fucking trust you. You know, like I say, like, and it's funny about like the line with Metro, my nigga. If young Metro don't trust you, I'ma shoot you, my nigga. Like, this is something I've been saying since high school. I don't trust nobody I can't hurt or kill. You know, that's how I feel about trust, my nigga. If I can't pull up on you and knock your mom down, I don't trust you. If I don't know where your kids sleep at, I don't trust you, my nigga. Like, I only trust who I can burn the same way they could burn me. I don't put people in positions to fuck me over if I can't do the same to them. If I can't return fire, I can't give you no bullets. I can't hand you no gun if I ain't got a gun. That's just how the fuck I move in life, my nigga. And you know, like, with these niggas, they in a cutthroat industry, my nigga. So you should never be putting people in the position to have information that could burn you and you don't have the same level of information on them. That's why I don't believe in pillow talking, my nigga. You know, that's why I don't believe in talking behind niggas' backs. That's why I'm not the type of nigga that do little suck ass shit like that. Like, I don't say about you what I wouldn't say to you. Because again, I don't trust niggas. So why would I tell somebody something knowing I don't trust them? Because like I said, the one thing that I do believe about trust, especially when it comes to trusting people in general, I always trust humans to be humans. I always trust people to do what people always do. And one thing that people always do is disappoint you. Like, that's my faith in humanity. My faith in humanity is the fact that humanity is flawed. I understand that people are flawed. I understand that people are going to do things that are contrary to what I think that they're going to do. I understand that people are always going to do what's advantageous to them. They always going to do what's best for them before they do what's best for you. You know, so like I said, I don't put niggas in positions to where doing some fucked up shit to me is good for them. You know, I don't like to tell motherfuckers information that I feel like if they got put in a pinch, using this information against me will be good for them because they're going to do it. There's a very small group of people in your life, you know, because like I tell motherfuckers, I don't believe that there's a nigga walking this planet that got five friends. I don't believe in that shit. You got five niggas who you call friends, but I believe that the closest thing to reality, a realistic figure number for niggas that are your friends are probably three. When niggas tell me they from a clique of 10, 15 niggas and these are they friends, I'll be like, shit, if you only knew, my nigga. You know, that shit is like Judas in the Bible, my nigga. That shit like the Last Supper. Like, I know one of you niggas gonna betray me. That's how I feel when I'm around 10, 15 niggas. There's no fucking way you got all these niggas and they really your real friends. Like, nah, nigga. You got about two or three. Everybody get about two or three. Just like how they like the concept of a man only gets two real great women in his life, or, you know, three. That's how I feel about real friends. You know, I got a couple motherfuckers in my life who every single time we done stood tall for each other. Vice versa. You know, like y'all niggas know about my homeboy Pie Face. I talk about the nigga on the show all the motherfucking time. You know, I done went and picked this nigga up from prison, homie. Like, nigga, we got shit that we done that ain't nobody never gonna know. Pause. You know, it ain't no shit like that, but the type of shit as far as what we've done in the streets is like, shit, nigga, you done talked to the police and you didn't tell them that. Shit, nigga, you my friend, cause nigga, you went to jail instead of me, so you must be my homeboy, cause you kept a secret. You know, and that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, if you haven't done anything or been put in a motherfucking position to prove your friendship to me, I can't call you my friend. Like, the reason a lot of these motherfucking entertainers and a lot of people get into fucked up situations and have issues with each other is literally because you call somebody your friend who didn't prove it. So when it came to the time for them to actually prove their friendship, they didn't. They proved that they never fucked with you. But you had already gave them enough ammunition to fuck you over, and they did. You know, that's why you got to watch the motherfuckers who you keep around you, the motherfuckers who you share information with, the motherfuckers who you associate yourself with, because a lot of these motherfuckers literally waiting on the opportunity to kick you in your fucking back. And what you say, Burger, facts, that's why you don't expect shit from humans, period. You know, and that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, I don't give niggas the title of friend because until me and you have proven our friendship to each other, you just a human. I guess I'll take a drink. What's going on, Riders? You know, like, that's the thing, nigga. Until you prove friendship, you are just a person that I know. Until you've gone through something to prove that we're friends, you just a nigga that I know. Now, once you do something to prove that you're loyal, once you do something to prove that you fuck with me, you're proving that you're a man of integrity, then I'll put the title of friend on you. But until then, you just a nigga I know. I got niggas that I've known 20, 30 years that I don't call my friend. What's going on, JP Justice? Man, I gotta holler at you, dog. I'm coming to New York, nigga. The 1st through the 8th, I got my itinerary and everything. I'm staying in the South Bronx. But like I said, my nigga, like, I got niggas that I've known for 20 years, 30 years. I've never called them my friend because they've never proved their friendship to me. You know, and it's not like something that you can just do. You know, a lot of times the things that attest a friendship don't happen until 5 or 10 years into your friendship. Other times it can happen 5 or 10 minutes into knowing somebody. You like, damn, nigga, you did that. You was a stand-up guy. You was a real motherfucker. You know, like I told y'all, nigga, I've been the best man in 5 weddings, my nigga. You know, because everybody who I come across, I'm the same nigga. I'm a stand up nigga. I'm a solid dude. That's just the type of nigga that I am. You know, like I told y'all, I don't say this shit in the case of like me being the biggest gangster or the, you know, the hardest, whatever the fuck, pause. But I'm just the type of nigga that carries myself with integrity, my nigga. I'm just the type of nigga that don't get off on lying to people or pretending to be some shit that I'm not. That just ain't who the fuck I am, nigga. I'm just an authentic dude. You know, if I fuck with you for real and I got something and you need it and it's not nothing, I'm gonna provide it for you. You know, if I consider myself fucking with you on some real shit and we get into it, nigga, I'm gonna stand tall with you, nigga. I'm with you. You know, if it's me and you and it's three niggas talking shit and them niggas trying to get at you and I'm with you and you got to squabble up, nigga, I'm gonna help you because I'm with you. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, I've stood tall every opportunity that I've gotten. So when it comes to people around me, the reason that niggas trust me, the reason niggas fuck with me, and the reason niggas call me friend is because I show them that. So when it comes to me in turn, the reason I don't as much do that with other people is because until you've shown me what I show other people, I can't call you my friend. You know, like my thing is like this. Anything that's valuable should be treated as such, like your time and your friendship. The type of friend I am, I know is rare. I'm a real nigga. So I'm not just giving my friendship to anybody because I understand that my friendship is valuable. You know, like I tell y'all about a whole lot of shit that's valuable. Things that are valuable are usually rare. So how am I going to give something that is highly valuable to everybody? That makes it not rare, which also in turn makes it not as valuable. You know, if it was 1,000 Rolls Royces all over your neighborhood, you see Rolls Royces all up and down the street, how could I charge you $250,000 for that motherfucker and everybody got one? You wouldn't even want that motherfucker if everybody had one. But because you can go weeks, months, and years without seeing one, motherfuckers is literally paying up what it costs for a fucking house in LA to get a fucking Rolls Royce because it's rare, because it's valuable, because it's treated as such. That's how I treat my friendship and my allegiance. Like I said, that's why I don't take pictures with niggas. I don't take pictures with everybody. I know 100 niggas. I see hundreds of niggas on a daily basis. I don't take pictures with they motherfucking ass. You know, niggas done been in the hood day with me a bunch of times. I don't take pictures and shit. Them niggas my homies. We from the same neighborhood. I grew up with a lot of these niggas. I don't take pictures with they motherfucking ass. Got niggas I'm cool with. I take pictures with some of my friends from my neighborhood. But I don't be in them big ass gang pictures. You know, I got pictures that I'm in with certain niggas that are the niggas that I take pictures with. But you don't see me in the picture that got 1,000 niggas and you like, oh, they go Dolomite, nigga. I don't flick it up with everybody because I understand, nigga, association with me is important. It's a valuable thing. That's something worth bragging about. You got a picture with me, nigga. That's something you had. Shit, I got a picture with the nigga. You must be a stand up nigga because I'm vouching for you. You know, that's what I tell motherfuckers. Like, you should be treating your presence as a present, as a gift, as something valuable. I don't give everybody this friendship because it's valuable. You know, I offer a lot, so I require a lot. That's how I feel in relationships. You know, that's why, like I tell motherfuckers, like niggas who know me personally, you know, not to put y'all in my business or pillow talk or give a TMI, but my body count not high sexually. Why? Because everybody don't deserve this shit, my nigga. I don't fuck every bitch come across my desk. I got a gang of bitches that want some dick. I got a gang of motherfuckers be in my DM every motherfucking day, every night, replying to everything I do on the internet. Do they want to fuck? Of course they do. Am I going to fuck? Fuck no. I don't give this shit to everybody, my nigga, because it's valuable. You know, I treat everything in my life the same way. I'm stingy with my time, my dick, pictures of me, everything, because it's valuable, my nigga. I value myself. What's sexy to me with a woman? Valuing herself. It ain't nothing sexier to me than a motherfucking woman who feel like she the shit. What's going on, my nigga? I don't even know how to pronounce your name, homie, but, you know, shout out to the homie. My nigga's a Hebrew Israelite, my nigga. One West I ain't even gonna fuck your name up, but what's up, One West? I'ma just call that nigga One West. And what's going on, Tianse08? You know, but that's the thing, like with me, my nigga, you have to treat yourself with value. That's what's sexy to me as a woman. A woman who values herself. A woman who don't just share herself with everybody. A woman who won't just share her time and her conversation with everybody. A woman who ain't all in the mix. A woman who ain't begging for motherfucking attention. You know, like, you don't see commercials for motherfucking Rolls Royces. You don't see commercials for these motherfuckers because, nigga, you gonna come and get one because you know it exists. You know it's valuable. So when you got some money, you gonna come over here. That's how I am. You ain't gonna see me hollering at no thousand bitches. Why? Because I know what I got to offer. You gonna come holler at me. And it's not to say that I'm not the type of nigga that's going to approach a woman that I want, because I will. That's just how I get down. That's just the type of nigga that I am. But at the same time, nigga, you don't see me out here thirsty on all these bitches. You don't look in the comment sections of no bitch picture and see me in there being thirsty with a bunch of comments. Hey, queen, you're so beautiful, queen. Oh, my God. You so sexy. Bitch, I'm going to hit your motherfucking DM and we're going to talk about it. If you down, cool. If not, that's cool too. Because just like you was fine and I was interested, nigga, I got some shit to offer too. So if you down with it, that's good. But if you not, I'ma move the fuck on. Like, nigga, you know, it ain't my business you got bad taste. You know, like, that's just my fucking approach to life, my nigga. Like, everything is about integrity. Everything is about valuing yourself. You know, like, to put a bow on all this shit, my nigga, like, the way you move all through life is very important in all of your relationships with people, because how you move can be used against you when it comes to you falling out with people. When you and a person fall out, your character is going to come into play. Any flaws in character that you have are going to come into play. Any foul ass moves that you've done to or around that person is going to come into play. So you never put yourself in a fucking position to where your reputation to be spoken down on badly. You should move with integrity, because you understand that if you have some information on me that can fuck me over, you will use that. So I'm not going to give you that through my words or through my actions, my nigga. That's the reason that I move the way I move, with who I move with, and how I move around the people that I move around, because I'm never going to put nobody in a position to be able to say, yeah, that nigga said he from here, but he not. That nigga said he do this, but he don't. That nigga said he was going to do this, but he didn't do it. You know, that nigga said he about this, but he ain't about that. Like, I'm not putting nobody in a position to be able to speak down on me, my nigga, because I carry myself with integrity, because I have value for myself. Nigga, I don't even move like that when I'm alone. You know, like I tell motherfuckers, like, there's some shit I don't give a fuck if it's nobody watching. It's some shit I ain't gonna motherfucking do, because I value my motherfucking self. Fuck what other niggas think about me, nigga. What do I think about me? How do I view me? How do I look myself in the mirror knowing I do sucker shit all the motherfucking time? Knowing I'm a fraud. Knowing I don't walk in what I speak. I couldn't look at me, my nigga. I couldn't feel like the man that I am. I couldn't have the confidence that I have to come in this motherfucker and do this show talking all this real nigga shit and being a bitch on the low. Being the type of nigga that you gonna go ask somebody and they gonna be like, Uncle Dolomite, that bitch ass nigga. You know, like I say, nigga, I don't do this in the case of saying that I'm better than nobody or none of that type of shit. But nigga, all I say is, nigga, if you heard me say it, it's because I live it. Nigga, I live my truth, my nigga. Nigga, you can't expose the truth. You can only expose a lie. You can't pull my motherfucking skirt up because I don't wear one. You know, nigga, you can't expose a motherfucker that live in their truth. The truth can't hurt somebody who live in the truth already, my nigga. The truth can only hurt a motherfucker who live a lie. You know, so in turn, nigga, all I'm gonna say to put an end to this whole motherfucking episode is, nigga, live in your truth and can't nobody hurt you with it. And I'm gonna drop the mic on that shit. This has been your host, Uncle Dolomite, of the Too Much Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. If you would like to support me financially, you can cash at me at Uncle Dolomite, Uncle Dolemite. As you can tell, I need money, my nigga. I'm going to New York in a couple of weeks, my nigga. I need some money for New York, so cash at me a dollar or something, my nigga. Or you can get you some merchandise at TooMuchGamePodcast.store. T-O-O, MuchGamePodcast.store. You know, support the motherfucking squad, Townhouse Media, Sports For You Podcast, Sports Number 4 Letter U, live on Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 p.m. live on YouTube. Y'all niggas go support the 12 Kyle Podcast, Rich Man 12 Kyle. He rich already, but y'all niggas check his podcast out, because if you listen to his podcast, your credit score is gonna go up, my nigga. You listen to the motherfucking 12 Cal podcast, your credit score goes up 5 points per episode. So y'all niggas go check out the motherfucking 12 Cal podcast to up your credit score. Follow me on social media at Uncle Dolomite, Uncle Dolemite. That's where you contact me at. Those the DMs that I open and answer. That's where I post everything that I'm doing. You know, as far as this whole comedy shit, I post all my comedy shit on the Uncle Dolomite page. Or Uncle Doly Jokes, I think. I forgot. I changed the name of the other page, my nigga. But I got that other shit, my nigga. But yeah, nigga, I'm gonna be in New York. I'm gonna be in the South Bronx, Tianse. So June 1st through the 8th, I'm out there in New York. I'm gonna be out moving and grooving, you know. I gotta holler at JP, because he got the itinerary. But what else? Oh yeah, subscribe, comment, and hit the like button on YouTube. The Too Much Game Podcast page on YouTube, or Uncle Dolomite page on YouTube. I think that's it though. I ain't here to help you get bitches. I'm here to help you get better. Too Much Game.